Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Revelation 12, A Big Picture Overview of Israel. Revelation 12 presents some of the core issues that are behind all that we find happening in the book of Revelation and in redemptive history. It relates to the age-old tension between God and Satan, with Israel right in the middle. That is what is being depicted, and it is brought to a climax. It unveils the activity of Satan and his angels in regard to Israel. Revelation 12 uses symbolism that is rooted in the Old Testament scriptures or is defined by the surrounding context. There are three main characters in the chapter. Number one, the woman, which is Israel. Number two, the dragon, which is Satan. And number three, the male child, which is Christ. Revelation 12, 1 through 2, summarizes the history of Israel leading up to the birth of Christ. It says, Revelation 12, 1 and 2, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth." Jewish history involved a long and difficult struggle, moving to the point where finally the Messiah came forth from Israel, the woman. We continue on, Revelation 12, 3 and 4. "And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born." The dragon is Satan, who through Herod attempted to kill the Christ child upon his birth. Compare Matthew 2. Revelation 12:5. "She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne." The ultimate destiny of the male child, that is Christ, is to rule over all the nations. When Christ came the first time, he was presented as the King of Israel, but they rejected him, resulting in his crucifixion. However, this did not thwart the plan of God because he arose from the dead, and then ascended to heaven. This is what is in view in the child being caught up to God and his throne. Mention is made of his birth and then his ascension, bypassing his entire life and death. The reason for this is because the point of the passage is Satan's intention to destroy the Christ failed. This is seen in the foiled attempt of Herod to murder him and again to stop him at the crucifixion. Ascension is proof of Satan's failure and Christ's victory. John now skips ahead to a future time when Satan will again intensely try to destroy Israel in the tribulation period. Note that the entire church age is bypassed because the point of this discussion is showing Satan's attempt down through the ages to destroy Israel and the Christ. The subject matter is inherently related to Israel, who produced the Christ child. Satan hates the Christ and Israel who bore him, humanly speaking. The remainder of Revelation 12 shows how Satan is going to desperately try to destroy Israel during the tribulation period, but God will preserve her. Revelation 12 serves to show the central place that Israel has in God's plan of redemption and Satan's hatred of Israel because of it. If Satan could sever the Messiah's relationship to Israel, then he would win. But alas, he cannot. From Genesis to Revelation, Israel is shown to be central in God's great plan of redemption. Israelology may be the missing link in many systematic theology books, but in God's book, Israel is shown to be a most important link. Essentially, every aspect of redemptive history directly intersects with Israel in one fashion or another. The only exception to this is the church, which is distinct from Israel. But yet even the church builds on and is partaker of the spiritual things which are rooted in Israel. Romans chapter 11. Always remember that Israel is central to God's redemptive program because of her relationship to the Messiah. And Israel is central to God's prophetic program, which is yet to be fulfilled. Indeed, Israel is a most important link in the grand scheme of God's redemptive program. And it is because of this, it's still true that God blesses those who bless Israel, and he curses those who curse her. Israel is God's special chosen witness nation, whether in blessing or in discipline. Israel is God's witness nation. Israel is God's main program presented in the Old Testament. Israel failed in her mission, and so God has temporarily set Israel aside. However, God will yet ultimately restore Israel and fulfill all his covenant promises to her. As such, the church is a parenthesis program in which God is calling out of the nations a forever family for his name. When the church is complete, God will again resume and complete his program with Israel. At the second coming, Christ will restore the nation of Israel, where she will be prominent in the kingdom, while the church glorified will reign with Christ. Voltaire was a French Enlightenment writer, 1694 to 1778. He was a God-hater and an infidel. He once sarcastically asked, "Why should the world be made to rotate around the insignificant pimple of jewelry?" End of quote. Well, the reason is because the sovereign God of the Bible has decreed it. Israel is significant because of God's sovereign plan, which cannot be thwarted. Romans 11:36, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.